The walls crumble. November 1978. Another 6 months has passed since our family reunion at the infirmary. Back at the camp, my life continues as before, and with another increase in food rations, I become still stronger. We no longer work in the fields, but spend the hours learning to fight in combat, as rumors spread that Yuans have invaded our borders. During the day, we train with the few sickles, hoes, knives, stakes, and guns that are available in the camp. Most of the training is repetitive, but Mei Bong insists that only when the movements become automatic will we be able to fight well. In the evening, after our meal, we gather brush and sticks to build a fence around our camp. Early one morning, I wake up with dread and panic. My stomach knots, and I am drenched with sweat. I tell myself it is nothing, just nerves. I convince myself that I get nervous easily. After washing my face, I join the other kids in training. Mei Bong takes her old clothes and stuffs them with leaves and straw to make dummies. For the heads, she stuffs her red checkered scarf with straw. She calls them her Yuan dummies and hangs them on trees in the field. After another long report about the evil of the Yuans, she lines us up single file across from the dummies. With a 6-inch knife in my hand, I stand at attention in front of the line. Panting like an animal, with my legs shaking and my hand gripping the knife, I attack at Mei Bong's cue. Charging at my dummy, I yell, "Die! Die!" Though I focus on its head, I am only tall enough to thrust my knife into its stomach. The next morning, I wake up in great agony. My head throbs, my stomach hurts, and my chest constricts, as if someone is sitting on it. I wrap my arms around my stomach, wanting to scream to the world. Something hurts inside me. Rage erupts in my body, making me jump and run out of the hut. I don't understand the electricity in my body, this panic, this sadness, hatred, emotions that manifest into physical pains. I have to see Ma. It is dangerous to travel without permission, but I do not care. I have to go to her. I know I cannot leave through the front gate. If the girls see me, they will tell on me. I walk around the hut and search for a part of the fence where I can make my escape. I see a loosely built part where the stakes are far apart and the bushes sparse. Making sure no one can see me, I drop to my knees. Quickly, I part the prickly bushes, get on all fours, and crawl through. I walk in the hot sun without food or water. Though my throat begs for water and my feet crave to stop, I push on. My heart races as images of Ma and Gek flash before me.